It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Hey, 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 welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fox Across America game ball presentation ceremony. You know how this works every week. We like to highlight one guest who came on and shot straight with us, made a funny statement, maybe a, you know, brilliant observation, something that really changed the way we looked at an issue. All of those things are always criteria for which we might actually join or give out a game ball. But in this instance, it was just candor, just pure candor. One of my favorite things about this show is every once in a while, and by every once in a while, I mean every day, we just get on the air and give you what we got, man. That's, you know, I'm pretty upfront about it. I went to community college. I'm a middle-aged man who plays video games. I'm not here claiming to be your valedictorian. I'm just your little old radio buddy. And this week, one of my radio buddies came by and gave us some insight as to the division in the House of Representatives, the situation in Israel. And I've got to be honest with you, it really went into the gutter fast, but I've never come out of a gutter feeling better than I did after this interview with Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen. So buckle up, because it's about to get real smutty out here, according to this Fox weather forecast. Hey, man.
What's up, brother? I have nothing. Usually you give me something when you're opening up that I can poke at you,
yes.
But I have nothing right now. So,
no,
good job.
I'm playing defense. Senator Mullen comes in peace. We've never seen this on the show before. We've never seen this. Hey, is there any truth to the rumor that you were Matt Gaetz's bartender?
No truth to that at all, but I definitely heard him talk a lot. He had a tendency to after he fell from grace, mm-hmm. with you know, the accusation of accusing him of sleeping with a younger girl, he lost his mojo and had a tendency to just kind of mope around and talk a lot to people.
Uh-huh.
And we had long conversations.
That's funny.
I never cared for the guy a whole lot.
Well, I'm bringing it up because I saw your interview last week and just died laughing. Yeah. I was like, we got to get Mullen on the show.
What's funny, Jimmy? I don't normally go after people. Mm-hmm. I do if you're an enemy, but
yeah.
Public, like a Republican, I don't consider any real Republican an enemy.
Yeah,
we have different agreements. We may look at things different, and I'm good with that. I don't even really go after anybody, you know, except the squad and mm-hmm. and Biden on mm-hmm. this, politically speaking.
Mm-hmm.
But with Gaetz, what he did here was put the Republican Party in a complete tailspin because he was trying to stand as some principled, policy-driven individual, and it's all about Matt Gaetz. Mm-hmm. Matt Gaetz is all about self-promoting, and his number one goal is to be the next Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he wants. Or, in your case, the next Jimmy, right?
No, he doesn't have that kind of talent. Yeah. I mean, give him the Tucker thing.
He doesn't. Yeah. He doesn't have that talent, but he's got better hair, right?
Good for you.
So I just want to let people know what type of guy this person really is. He didn't do this for the Republican Party. He did this for himself.
Mm-hmm.
For 100% for himself, and people need to know that mm-hmm. and what type of guy he really is.
No, I agree. I think it's fascinating. We're talking to Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen. You would have come and gone today without ever even having to discuss this subject, but I saw your interview on CNN where Gaetz alluded to drinking energy drinks and crushing a certain type of pill for longevity.
Let's talk about ED. And what he said, which I mean specifically, he said Viagra and Red Bull. And he said it, well, he could go all night. And I just thought, you know, at the same time, he was discussing to me why you can't, which you remember when Madison Cawthorn said that, you know, and up in D.C., people, he sees members of Congress taking Kehoe shots. I think that's what the word is.
Cocaine.
And having orgies.
Uh-huh.
And Matt Gaetz came up to me afterwards. He says, that's a flat out lie. Those two don't go together. And I went, what do you mean those don't go together? And he says, he called me redneck, which is fine. I don't take that offensive. We're laughing about it, right? Mm-hmm. He goes, you can't take coke and do that. Those two don't go together unless you crush ED and chase it with a Red Bull. Then you can go on that. So that's the rest of the story, Jimmy, if you want to know the whole story. But I don't know what a Kehoe shot is. I mean, I don't In rural Oklahoma, we're not rich enough to have cocaine. We deal with meth.
Follow the science, I think, is what Gates was saying. Follow the science. I laugh and I always applaud your candor, and I think it's hilarious stuff. But I agree, like, Gates came off like a clown, because the problem we have now is it's going to take a minute. Okay, you used to be in the House. You're over in the Senate now. But I don't know that we're settling this anytime soon, because it doesn't even seem like Scalise has a clear path at the moment.
No, I don't think there's a path for Steve to get there, unfortunately. I mean, it's, and I say that because we need a speaker. But I don't think there's going to be a path for him to get to two. He'll need 217. And I just don't, I don't see it. I was talking to some buddies of mine just right before the show. I mean, just literally less than 10 minutes ago. And they said, no, he's not going to be able to get 217. I said, well, who gets 217? They said, I don't think any one of them can get, either one of them can get to 217. And I said, so does Kevin's name get brought back up? At some point, these eight need to have an opportunity to right the wrong. You know, you can make a mistake, and that's fine. You and I both know we can get forgiven of mistakes. We haven't been perfect in our lives by any means, and so don't think that I am. I'm far from being perfect. So I've made serious mistakes before, and I go out and I apologize, and I own those mistakes, and I can learn from them. So maybe we should give these eight an opportunity to right the wrong and say, you know, we screwed up. Let's put the Congress back, or put the conference back together. And even if they vote present and just don't not know, they just vote present, and let's move on, because we can't do anything, Jimmy. Right now, we can't continue the investigation of Hunter Biden. We can't continue the impeachment inquiry into President Biden. We can't continue the funding process, which means it's going to guarantee we're going to go right into another CR. And people say, well, we have a speaker pro tem, and so Patrick McHenry can go ahead and then do that. No, he can't. We didn't even have an opportunity for a speaker pro tem until after 9/11, and he has very limited power. He's just a placeholder. He just controls the keys. We cannot move on unless the House chooses to vote that they want him to be a temporary permanent speaker, but a vote will have to take place on the floor for that to take place, for him to be even a temporary speaker, not just the speaker pro tem, before they can move on.
What a mess they made. We're talking to Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen. He made a mess. I actually think if McCarthy gets the gig, I think Gates would secretly like that, because then he can get more media hits just whining about McCarthy for the next 2 years.
You know, maybe, but it also can make him really, really irrelevant.
Yeah,
I think he blew his chance to possibly be governor. He wanted governor just to sit around and talk about it. He had actually before this whole deal broke with him about being with an underage girl, which, I mean, I'm not saying he was. Saying he was accused of doing that. So please understand that.
Yep.
But he had he actually was about ready to sign a contract to go be a host on a network.
Yeah.
And so he's trying to, honestly, he's trying to get himself back to that point. And as I said, that Kevin, when he found out he was popular again, when he opposed Kevin in November, and he's going to kick this dead horse as far as he can. The problem is that dead horse rises again. He's lost his relevance. And I think he goes and he's no longer relevant at all in Congress, other than he's just going to jump up and down and try getting attention again.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. It's too many people are trying to be influencers instead of trying to be, you know, actually serve a greater good. Yeah, I get it. I agree 100%. Well, let's talk about this really quick. I'm sure you've seen all of these college kids that are expressing their support for Hamas. Do you not on some level find it funny that half of the kids standing up for Hamas would actually be killed by Hamas if you showed up to Palestine as, like, I'm a gay, two-spirit, non-binary penguin? Hamas is throwing you off a bridge.
It just shows the ignorance of these individuals, but it also shows you how far left the Democrat Party has went. Because I promise you, these aren't Republicans out there doing that.
No.
And so when you start looking at, there's no radical position that the squad, which these pander to, which made the Democrat Party popular and moved them farther and farther to the left to reach to this new Gen X generation, it just shows that they have no substance to them, and actual no understanding. These are the ones that would come up to you, say they're politically involved, and they won't know the difference between a state rep and a representative in the United States Congress, or a state senator, or a U.S. senator, and they'll think you're all one and the same.
Yeah.
And that happens all the time. And it just and then you see it at these Ivy League schools. You're not seeing it at Oklahoma State University. You're not seeing it at the University of Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. You're seeing it at Ivy League schools. These are supposed to be the best and the brightest individuals we have, and yet even the administration hasn't actually come out and condemned it.
Yeah.
But yet they were 100% behind their students when a conservative would want to come on their campus and speak.
No. If somebody says, if somebody says at an Ivy League school, if the biological man shouldn't be swimming against women, okay, they'll light the campus on fire. But if
they'll be banned.
it's so crazy. One thing I want to add to the conversation, though. Okay, yes, Oklahoma deserves credit for not expressing support for Hamas. But in truth, after beating Texas, they're still too drunk to put out a statement on anything.
Man, we sobered up immediately. We won that game.
Yeah,
we may have been drinking going on behind that, but man, things got serious with that last play.
Oh, did they?
We were all sober at the time, and we couldn't get it back after that.
Do you know? One of the funniest stand up gigs in my life is last year. I was in Enid, Oklahoma, on the day of the Red River Shootout. And
I'm actually sitting in Enid as we speak.
Oh, that's amazing. Come on. Good barbecue in Enid. There's good living down there.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I was there for the Red River Shootout. We were at the Chisholm Trail Expo Center. Okay.
Yeah.
And the final score was a little bit different. And the morale, not quite as good last year as it probably was this year. I think my agent timed the gig wrong by about a year is what I'm trying to say.
That's when the drunks start coming in, when we lose.
Yeah. well, listen, things got so rowdy, one of the drunks was on stage.
No way. It
just happened to be me, but that's another story for another time.
I was about ready to say, please tell me the guy had his shirt on.
You get a lot of that. Oh, listen, no, there were some chubbies. You know, it's funny. Depending on where you are in the country, like sometimes you go to a sporting event and it's like five guys spell out a word. They each have a letter on their chest. Okay. Yeah. I had a guy in my audience who could spell out the whole word on his body. Okay, that's not a good sign. You usually need...
No, that's called Bubba, and we all know have a friend like that. We like those guys.
Well, tell Bubba I'll see him at Swadley's, because that's where I was eating my barbecue. I'll see Bubba at Swadley's.
Well, those guys have two names. We either call them Tiny or Bubba, one of the two.
Well, they're my people. I'll take them any day over any of this garbage on campus. Well, listen, I know you got to go party with Gates, but I thank you for some time.
Well, appreciate it. Anytime, man. Appreciate you.
You're the best, my man. Have fun. There he goes. Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen. All right, that's going to do it for the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation ceremony. Have the best weekend allowable by law. We'll see you back here in action on Monday.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.